If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Hey, okay, right there, ready.
TJ, over here, little orange head, flavorful body.
What the? What do you bought?
I like your style.
What are you? What is you?
Yeah, you look like an unemployed Civil War general.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of work for Civil War generals right now.
You look like you're about to get evicted from your parents' basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You look like you've recently been evicted from your parents' orange crate.
You look like you're on a cleanse that doesn't work.
Do you realize that your sunglasses move when you talk?
It's kind of my thing.
It's terrifying.
You look like your pet turtle is the only one you can lean on for emotional support.
Derek's a good listener. Was it difficult to give up your dream of becoming a punk rocker to manage an electronics store in San Diego?
You look like you were raised in the wild, but your dad, Wolf, worked a lot.
Well, yeah, so you had to bring home that wolf bacon. Do you consider fresh-squeezed orange juice murder?
You look like a toddler who took a growth serum.
And you're a citrus snowboard instructor?
You look like an out-of-work magician.
It's a hobby.
I feel like you peaked in middle school.
You're awfully sassy for someone without a torso.
I think your superpower is breathing heavy.
That would be a pretty good superpower, actually.
People would know you're there.
Mm-hmm. Now, your mother was an orange. Was your father medical marijuana?
You look like you broke your yoga mat.
Do you even have eyes under there?
Hey, I got a movie idea for you.
Okay.
This loser walks into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's called Right Now.
Touche. Or is it touch? Touching. Hey, okay. Right there, ready.
TJ, over here. Little orange head, flavorful body.
What the... What do you bought?
I like your style.
What are you? What is you?
Yeah, you look like an unemployed Civil War general.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of work for Civil War generals right now.
You look like you're about to get evicted from your parents' basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You look like you've recently been evicted from your parents' orange crate.
You look like you're on a cleanse that doesn't work.
Do you realize that your sunglasses move when you talk?
It's kind of my thing.
It's terrifying.
You look like your pet turtle is the only one you can lean on for emotional support.
Derek's a good listener. Was it difficult to give up your dream of becoming a punk rocker to manage an electronics store in San Diego?
You look like you were raised in the wild, but your dad, Wolf, worked a lot.
Well, yeah, so you had to bring home that wolf bacon. Do you consider fresh-squeezed orange juice murder?
You look like a toddler who took a growth serum.
And you're a citrus snowboard instructor?
You look like an out-of-work magician.
It's a hobby.
I feel like you peaked in middle school.
You're awfully sassy for someone without a torso.
I think your superpower is breathing heavy.
That would be a pretty good superpower, actually.
People would know you're there.
Mm-hmm. Now, your mother was an orange. Was your father medical marijuana?
You look like you broke your yoga mat.
Do you even have eyes under there?
Hey, I got a movie idea for you.
Okay.
This loser walks into a bar.
Hmm.
Okay, it's called Right Now.
Touche. Or is it touch? Touching.
It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. I'm eating. I apologize to everyone on the air there. My thanks to Goose Island and Papa Ray's Pizza and Wings for our Super Bowl party here as we're talking to Jeff Rogers from Zap Creative. Jeff, tell us a little bit about what you do, because, I mean, you've got multiple lives here. I mean, you're a comedian. You're an MC. You do these amazing things for big corporations and groups. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. It's a kind of a... It's such a spectrum of work, which keeps me interested and engaged because I have the attention span of a gnat. So I have to have
me
things
too.
That...
Very ADD, yeah. I am, yeah, yeah.
But I get to host meetings for major corporations and help them make a meeting worth going to. You know, it's boring. It's death by PowerPoint. Everybody who's in a business...
death by PowerPoint, that's
one
true.
Of these things,
no,
it's
totally
like,
right.
Oh,
yeah.
You're killing me. So I try and make it interesting and... I started at Second City. I came up with Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert and Tina Fey, and I decided to stay in Chicago.
okay, good.
Apparently, I've made an incredible mistake by not leaving town. But I honestly, my big thing is to bring more TV production here to Chicago. And so through
that's
my
awesome.
Company, Zap Creative, we're developing a couple of projects, a game show that's going to be done locally.
Yep, like that.
And just trying to come up with ideas that can be done reasonably, locally, and have some fun with it. We've got such a talent pool here.
Yeah, we do.
All these great actors, comedians, improvisers, we're totally not leveraging that.
Underutilized, absolutely. Yeah. And you and on some of these shows that are filmed here, you've been on those too. You've acted on these shows.
Yeah, yeah, which is fun.
You are a jack of all trades, man.
Absolutely. I thought you were going to go somewhere else there for a second. But and I have a couple of web series that I do. Yeah. This past year, I did the first season of Bear Facts, which was my fun
Very
take
funny.
On the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun to do. And right now I'm doing a new web series called the Unofficial Republican Spokesman. And they're just 1 minute clips yeah. of trying to literally what a spokesman would have to say in order to explain some of the things that the Republicans
that are happening.
Are saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just very fun.
And is it your own YouTube tube channel? Like, how do we find all this?
Yep. You can go to Zap Creative, search that on YouTube, or just look for Jeff Rogers on Facebook.
Meet Jeff Rogers. Also.
Meet Jeff Rogers.
There
yeah.
you go. There you go.
MeetJeffRogers.com.
So, funny guy that you are, how important is it while you're watching the big game tonight or any Super Bowl that you're enjoying yourself and laughing more at spots? I mean, it's good to just take a moment and watch something that's poignant, that really kind of touches you or really gets to your soul. But isn't it more important at this stage of the game, while everybody's having a drink and eating and everything else, just to continue the excitement and the laughter in some of these spots?
If you can capture it, because now you've got an audience that's so educated and so, you know, opinionated about what's funny and what's not funny in these
Everybody's
spots.
A critic for Super Bowl Sunday, yeah.
And so if you can win on Super Bowl Sunday from a commercial standpoint, you've really done something.
That's true.
So, and if you can keep the party going, get an unexpected laugh, you're doing really well.
Now, there's going to be upwards of, Sam Panianovich says $117 million, which is possible. Tune in for Super Bowl 50 tonight. Many of them will be watching just for the commercials. Budweiser, Coke, Doritos, BMW, so many more. $4.8 million is the spend. We talked about this, that the average commercial, you're spending about 2 cents a person. This is 4 cents, but you get a ton of buzz before, during, especially on social media and after. Brand awareness is usually up about 300% at this time. So it is a big bang for the buck.
Well, not only that, now what they're doing is really leveraging social. You've got a couple of companies out there who have really kind of figured out how to integrate social into these commercials. There's a commercial, I think it's Kia, the walk-in closet.
I don't want to do a lot of work, though, while I'm watching the game. See, they're making me do some work, though.
But they've already, in the run-up, like Kia, there's a sock that's featured in the commercial. They sent that sock to some of these opinion makers online, these bloggers. So now they're wearing these socks. They're telling the story of these socks. They're having a conversation about socks. And they're selling cars at the same time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so they're really playing a very integrated game right now, which is cool to watch from the perspective of somebody in the industry, but it's interesting to see it happening.
So you do what you do for a living. Now, I run a marketing firm, retail first, during the week. Steve Cochran said, Dave has a big boy job. He has a real job outside of this.
Right.
You know, he has an adult job. So I run this company. And then we also, I've also written some online exhibits for the broadcast museum here in town on museum.tv called 60 Years of Television Commercials. I lecture on it a couple times a year up at Marquette University. So I've gotten deep into the stuff in people's minds. And one of the things, I was talking to one of the students, and I had been playing just some spots from each of the decades. And I played a spot, and this is not a Super Bowl spot, of the Kool-Aid guy from the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bursting through the wall. Now, Bennett's shaking his head, yes. But let me tell you, what these kids associated with was not seeing this commercial on Saturday mornings like you and I did watching Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour or whatever we were watching. They caught it on Family Guy.
Yeah, well, it was a big rejuvenation of that spot in Family Guy and also Adult Swim as well, which is similar, just kind of really raw humor. And it just totally curveballed the originality of that Kool-Aid commercial, and they just totally defiled it in kind of our eyes of saying, let's just throw this into Family Guy and make this as raw as possible.
But generationally, it was completely something, a different experience, because they're all laughing like, and they're talking amongst each other. And I thought, is this spot that good that everyone is just, wow, this, you know, and they're like, no, this is Family Guy. This is like the association is pretty, pretty amazing.
Well,
different.
And actually, talking about the association, you know, I think it was Kathy who called earlier, was talking about the spot that Budweiser's doing with Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
And I took a look at that spot and I said, who are you talking to?
Yeah, you know what? I kind of said the same thing. I thought, okay, and I thought about the pitch meeting, like you just said.
Yeah.
Is, okay, Helen Mirren, really classy lady. I don't think she was bawdy in any way when she was talking. I don't think it was over the top. I didn't think it was unexpected coming from her. Like, that's what they, I think they were trying to get is, look what she's saying.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the, I mean, what she's saying is right. It's 100%. Nobody's done a spot to talk about drunk drivers out there. I'm just not quite sure it's gonna get what they want out of this spot.
I would highly doubt it. I could totally be wrong, but so they have her sitting there with the cheeseburger and fries, and they bring the beer, and then she's talking at all of these young viewers who are gonna be, you know, overserved and driving, and it felt like somebody's grandmother was yelling at them.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that how you wanted to
do it? Yeah, I didn't find it to be very pleasant. Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to create the impact. But speaking of the celebrities, Amy Schumer, Seth Rogen, Kevin Hart, Steven Tyler, Drake, Ryan Reynolds, Alec Baldwin, Christopher Walken, T.J. Miller, you just heard the commercial coming back in. That was Shock Top, and that was the beer, what do you call it, the beer handle,
the tap handle.
Yeah. Who was just giving crap to T.J. Miller, who's a star of HBO's Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was very funny. Yeah, he does great. He's really hot right now. So, I mean, they caught him right at the right moment of celebrity.
Hot and very dry. Lil Wayne's in here. Odell Beckham Jr., Serena Williams, Amy Wambach, Tony Hawk, Dan Marino. Oh, and Scott Baio will be making an appearance.
Yes, he will.
Which we'll talk about in a little bit. Beverages, you just mentioned Helen Mirren, Amy Schumer, Seth Rogen. There's been teasers for this Bud Light party. Waiting to see what the Clydesdales are doing. Coca-Cola, not much, no details. Taste the Feeling is the name of their new campaign that they just launched.
Yeah, so they're...
I saw a little bit of a teaser of some other spots they
right.
did. Yeah,
they're trying to lasso their whole portfolio. Into one kind of umbrella commercial. If it works, they're brilliant because that's so difficult to do. Yeah. So many different brands in that under that umbrella. But to go back to Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen at the Bud Light party, I think I saw the spot. Unless they go with a different spot, there's something online that is. I think
is it when they're getting dressed and
no, it's the full spot where he's making a speech about it. And,
no, I did not see that.
Okay,
then.
So
tell me about
it. They both kind of make speeches. It's you know, political sort of party sort of thing, but it is a waste of Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen, two of the big comedy
really?
Names. I felt like it was a waste, and then they brought Paul Rudd in. And he's a waste. And it was just sort of like, oh, my gosh.
And these three people I would love to see in a spot.
You have these huge home run hitters. And it just seemed like it went the politically correct way.
Oh, God.
And it was like, oh, I'm so underwhelmed by what I just saw here. It's really a shame.
This political correctness has bleached out everything and has taken it. You know, Jerry Seinfeld talked about this. I think he was on, I don't know if it was Seth Meyers or Jimmy Fallon, but he said, political correctness has just taken the steam out of comedy.
Yeah.
Like you just, now you got to be careful in comedy to be funny.
Oh,
I have to
absolutely.
Be careful.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Food. We were talking about Scott Baio. There's this avocados from Mexico. I don't know if you saw this. I kind of got what they were trying to do. I don't think I was laughing as hard as, you know, they were trying to like act like these aliens were touring like a museum of the 80s and the Rubik's Cube and Scott Baio standing behind glass. I found that funny for that 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then that was about it.
Well, and actually one of my friends is the tour guide in that spot.
Yeah.
And I just asked why.
Yeah.
What are they doing advertising in the Super Bowl? What is avocados?
From Mexico.
Is that the space for them to be really talking to their audience? So
they obviously had some money to spend.
I guess.
Doritos, there's three spots, three runner-ups that are left here. My favorite that I'm just going to talk about, and it's very visual. And again, it's very hard to preview these on radio because everything is really visual, is woman's getting her ultrasound. Oh, getting her ultrasound. and her husband is eating Doritos, and she's like ticked off. And she's like, wait a second. Here I am. You know, she's complaining to the nurse. Look at this guy.
Can you
believe he's eating Doritos? And he's noticing as he's taking it out of the bag and putting it up to his mouth that the baby in the ultrasound is following it back and forth, and I believe the wife grabbed the chip or the bag mm-hmm. and threw it out of his hand, and the baby shot out of her.
Yes. Yeah.
That might be, if that's the one that makes the airing, that might be the big spot. That yeah. make, you know.
That's hysterical. But their whole yeah. thing with letting other people make their commercial for the Super Bowl.
For about a grand.
Great. Great yeah. premise. That's the smart way. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Being really smart about how you go about it. And they get a ton of publicity leading up to it.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of name recognition. Yeah. And then they come up with some great spots.
Yeah.
So it's smart.
Did you like any of the other ones that you saw? There was a dog. The dog's trying to buy Doritos in the store.
Yeah,
there
very
was...
cute. You know. But, you know.
But it's being voted on. So I was going to say, if the powers that be chose it, they'd probably choose the dog one, which is just a bunch of dogs dressing up as humans to go buy chips. It's, I'm not even giving it justice, but
the swipe one was pretty funny too.
The swipe one was funny too. Another one you couldn't play on the air. That's the only one, the one that I think might.
Yeah, that's right on the line.
Yeah, you can't play it on the radio, I should say, because he's swiping his phone.
It's all visual.
It's like he's on a date and he's trying to pick what girl he wants to go with, and he just keeps swiping his phone. And the woman keeps changing across from him of who's it's actually quite witty.
Yeah. It's got a nice button to it.
Heinz, you know, this one, it was a bunch of little hot dogs running toward ketchup and mustard bottles.
Yes,
it's kind of silly. But then I also thought about Chicago, that I don't want to see any of these hot dogs near the ketchup.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know? And Superdog got involved in this. Did you catch this?
I heard something
on Twitter.
About it.
Yeah, so they got online and or on Twitter and they said, "Sorry, Heinz, but we can't support you on this one. You understand." And then it was hashtag Chicago style.
Yeah.
And they came back and they're like, no, you don't understand. It all goes together. And they're like, no, it doesn't.
It does not. No.
Yeah, my kids know that ketchup, you know, it was hard to teach my 3-year-old, but up front, we said no ketchup on a hot dog. And if they see it, they'll slap it out of somebody's hand, pretty much.
Yeah, you absolutely. Yeah.
You know what commercial Heinz should bring back?
What's that one?
And it wasn't a Super Bowl commercial.
Okay.
But it was a major, great campaign, using the anticipation song, where you would waiting for the ketchup to slowly come out of the bottle.
It is lost on another generation.
If they did that, if they brought back the exact actors who were in those spots, still waiting... That would be a nice twist on
still
that.
Waiting.
You know?
Yeah.
You should be in marketing.
You know? Leave it to the professionals.
Let's see. There's Skittles or Snickers. Again, the Snickers thing, I'm not quite sure. I'm gonna dig. KFC, this is one that's going to air before the Super Bowl. It's Norm McDonald. And it's kind of hinting like he's not going to play the Colonel anymore. I got to tell you, I've enjoyed that.
Well,
because Norm McDonald has been in everything in the last decade.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They've gone from Daryl Hammond, right, who played it for the first couple of spots.
Which was awful.
But I think this was their plan the whole time.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going to keep swapping out the Colonel for different guys and different takes on it, which if that's the plan, I tip my hat to him.
Okay.
Really.
All right.
I think
let's see where
hysterical.
This goes. We'll have to see where this goes. Car ads. There's a Buick ad. There's a Honda ad with singing sheep, which I don't find. I don't know. I don't think that's something to write home about.
That's the kitten effect. You know, that's the kittens on the internet. You know, you see cute kittens. I think the same thing with the dogs and the sheep.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that's what they're going for.
Hyundai. There's a Kevin Hart commercial. I don't know if you saw the Kevin Hart one.
What did you think?
I got it. I got what they were promoting. I thought it was somewhat funny. I didn't think it was awful, but I remembered the brand and I remembered what they were promoting.
Yeah. I always feel bad.
Which is like a navigational, it's like you can find...
Right, you can find, with your watch, there's an app on your watch, you can find the car. I thought, here again, one of the big comic names right now, not that funny a spot, but Kia with the walk-in closet with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
I think that's going to be one of the top ones.
Yeah. Any others that, Colgate, we talked about this water conservation, that every drop of water counts, wasting 4 gallons of water. And while he's brushing his teeth, you see children from underprivileged countries trying to grab the water to drink
it.
I mean, it is very impactful. I think that one over this Mini Cooper spot and some of these other things that they had out there, that one's got, it makes you think because we all do it.
Yeah.
We all let the water run when we're brushing our teeth, and where's that water going down the drain when it could be, you know, helping wash food in these third world countries, or just drinking water for God's sake.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. What could it be used for?
What else is standing out to you?
Here, this one whole section. There's a couple of different financial ones. You've got Intuit, PayPal, Quicken Loans. And you've got
the Quicken should be interesting only because they're promoting this Rocket Mortgage that you could get a mortgage on your phone. I think that's just a game changer as far as how you buy a home.
Well, what?
Not funny, not entertaining, not poignant, but like, wow, really? Is that how easy this has become?
But I question, is this the right place that I want to be talking about my mortgage? I want to be talking about my financial, you know, institutions, what I'm doing here.
No, I want to have fun. I want to enjoy myself and I want to laugh and
There's one, Esurance has one that is, they talk about how they're saving their customers money, and they're doing that through buying an ad on the Super Bowl. And it's sort of like, what are you doing now? How does this equate?
Yeah, true.
What's your math?
Yeah.
So that's a little, that whole area. The one I really liked that really caught me off guard was, and I've liked his character, is the apartments.com, Jeff Goldblum.
I've not seen that one.
Hysterical.
Okay.
Now, his whole thing is a
takeoff.
Okay. It's a riff on these tech geniuses and stuff.
He almost looks like Steve Jobs up on the stage talking about these weird, mind-bending concepts.
Yes. Yeah, he's aping that whole platform.
Yeah.
But he does something with Good Times, not Good Times, Moving On Up.
The song.
The song.
Okay,
Moving On Up. And it's hysterical. Think that'll be a big winner in the
And that's apartments.com.
Apartments.com, yeah.
All right. And where can we find you, Jeff? MeetJeffRogers.com, ZapCreative.com.
Yep.
But on YouTube, doing some of your stuff. And again, what was the new thing, the Republican?
The unofficial Republican spokesman. You can find it at ungop.us, ungop.us.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Rogers.
Thanks for having me.
All right. News is next, 720 WGN.